Call recording is on.
Take it away.
Take it away.
Talk
to me.
Can't wait.
Here.
Will you meet me there?
Hallelujah.
Will you?
Hallelujah.
leads me beside still waters. He restoreth my soul. When you become a believer, your spirit is made right. And sometimes, the soul doesn't get the notice. It has a hole in it due to things that's happened in the past, hurt, abuse, molestation. But we want to speak to you today and tell you that God wants to heal the hole in your soul. Some people's actions are not because their spirit is wrong, but it's because the past has left a hole in their soul. May this wisdom help you get over your past and remind you that God wants to heal the hole in your soul. I have my sister Leandria here. She's going to help me share this wisdom and tell this story.
Deliver me, 'cause all I seem to do is hurt me.
I'm not here by accident. Well, you know, one day I was just down on the track and something happened, and the reason I came here, 'cause now you was chosen to go to foundation.
That's right. Yes. Oh,
he already know where you're going, but he had to find a way to get you here.
Yeah.
Come on, somebody, amen, amen. You're in here. You're in here today because he had to find a way to get you here, not by accident. God doesn't do anything by accident. Everything God does on purpose. He's got a reason for it, amen, amen. You were chosen for a purpose, amen. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, anytime something is created with purpose.
Yes.
And anytime you're not using it for the purpose that it was created to be, you're misusing it.
Jesus.
Lord,
hallelujah.
I want you to stop misusing your body. Stop misusing your mind. It's because your mind and your body was created to give God glory, to praise God. That's the reason you was created in the first place. You was created, amen, hallelujah, to give glory to God. Amen. And see, and that is why the devil is attacking you.
Lord, I thank
you. Because, you see, if whenever the devil attacks those who've done something, who's doing something, and the reason he attacked them is to hinder them from accomplishing their purpose. Has no other reason. You see, the devil is on defense. And because the devil is on defense, he's trying to stop you from reaching your goal. He's trying to stop you from accomplishing your purpose. Amen. And the reason that the devil, amen, the reason that the devil bound, you know, the man with the, had 6,000 demons in. The man had 6,000 demons, you know, in the gatherings. The gathering had 6,000 demons in. He called himself a legion. Because they said there was many. You see, the reason, you see, when the devil comes and he can't find a way to stop you, he just sort of adds demons to you to keep you from accomplishing your purpose.
Yeah.
And see that man Gad, that the word Gadarene comes from the tribe of Gad.
Uh-huh.
And I think it's about the sixth chapter of Joshua. Sixth chapter. But anyway, Jacob prophesied about his different sons.
Okay.
And he said, Gad shall be a trooper. The word truth there in that scripture, the word truth means legion.
Legion. Oh, yes.
Okay. And so when they went across to the gatherings, that's where the legion was.
Yes.
The devil is assigned to certain areas. And because he's assigned to certain areas, he was assigned to Gad.
Oh.
Because Jacob said Gad shall be a truth.
Okay.
But he said get victory in the end.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. He said, get victory in the end. And because he was a troop, get victory in the end. You see, when those 6,000 demons were being cast out, he was getting victory in the end.
Well.
Hallelujah. But what am I trying to say? The devil's trying to hinder you. If you're having a lot of problems, he's trying to hinder you.
And you must be so strong. You must be so important. And that is why he's doing that, because he's trying to stop you from accomplishing the goal that God and the purpose that God has assigned you to. And so if you're going through something, just realize, amen, while you're going through, amen, that's just a legion.
Oh, wow. Hallelujah.
But I'm going to overcome it in the end. Amen. Come on, Sam. I'm going to overcome this in the end, amen.
I might be going through something right now, but I'm going to overcome this in the end.
Amen.
Come on, amen.
Hallelujah.
I might be bound right now, amen.
Yay.
But the world will be free, amen.
Yay.
Hallelujah. I might be broke today, amen. But I might be rich tomorrow, amen.
Hallelujah,
amen. I'm going to have little babies today, but I'm going to make it tomorrow,
yeah,
amen. Because the Bible says that I shall overcome in the end.
Yes. Hallelujah. Woo, Lord, I thank you.
Come on, somebody, amen.
Yay.
I said we're going to overcome this, amen. Wherever you're going through, we're going to overcome this. Come on, we're going to overcome this, amen. Hallelujah. I don't care where I'm at, but we're going to overcome this.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Amen. This too going to pass. Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
I realize it's just for a moment. Amen. The storm comes for a moment.
Yes.
But the storm don't come to stay. The storm comes to pass.
Uh-oh.
Hallelujah. Yes. Storm comes to pass.
Yes.
So whatever I'm going through, it don't last always.
Don't last always.
Amen. This thing is not even going to record for me today. But whatever you're going through, don't worry about it, amen. You're going to overcome it after a while. Amen. Somebody, you're going to overcome it. Amen. Because whatever's going on in your life, you're going to overcome it. And you're going to overcome it after a while, amen.
Uh-huh.
See, that's what it's all about. See, we don't realize the glory of God is about overcoming stuff.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Jesus said, I came that you might have life.
Life, yes.
And if I came that you might have life, that means we're going to overcome this death, amen.
Yes.
Come on, I said, death, grave, and hell can't hold you down. Because we're going to overcome it, amen.
Hallelujah.
Because life's in pain, amen. And death's going to get behind me, amen.
Lord, I thank
you. All of my troubles, they're going to get behind me.
Thank you, Jesus.
Like you said, get me behind me, Satan. Come on, somebody. Get me behind me, Satan, amen. Because you're overcomers.
Amen.
You're overcomer, amen. Take nothing to keep you down, honey.
Hallelujah.
Can't nothing hold you down. You're an overcomer.
Yes.
God made you an overcomer. See, when you said that he made you just like him, that means he made you to overcome.
Hallelujah.
Because he was an overcomer. And as he was in this world, or in this life, so are we.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Come on, say, I'm an overcomer, amen.
I'm an overcomer.
You got to realize you're an overcomer. And because you're an overcomer, you're going to overcome because God gave you the victory before you got here. Because you thought you just got the victory last week when you got saved. Whenever you got saved, you thought you would just get the victory. Hallelujah. But God had already given you the victory before the world. What did it say? Before the world was created? Now read on that. Read on that. Amen. Ephesians chapter 1. Amen.
Having
predestinated us, what?
To the adoption.
Here we go. We talk about that adoption again.
By Jesus Christ to himself.
He adopted us through Jesus to himself. God did this for you. He adopted you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Come on. Amen. Hallelujah. He got us through the spirit of adoption.
Thank you, Jesus.
And that means he had to choose you. But it was predestined. You were predestined to be chosen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Predestined. Think about it. We're predetermined beforehand.
Yes.
That you was going to be sitting right here today.
Uh-oh.
He already knew. Amen.
All
right. Hallelujah. God already knows. He knows the end to the beginning.
Yeah, he does.
Hallelujah. You know, sometimes you say he knows the beginning and the end. No, you see, let me tell you something about it. Because God starts from the end and then begins. That means he already know how it's going to end before he got started.
Come on, amen.
Lord, I thank you. And so all you do is you just fill it in right now, amen. Because he already know what the end going to be. Because he finished it first.
Yes.
And so he went back and wrote about it.
Jesus.
Did you hear what I said? He finished it first.
And then he wrote about it. Then he put it down in words.
Thank you, Lord.
The word came after the thoughts, amen. Amen. See, he thought about it and did everything beforehand. And so that he knew exactly how everything was going to come out.
Well,
it's because, see, you're just playing the script. It's like being in the movie. You know, when you're in a movie, they already know who's going to get killed off.
That's true.
Y'all know how that goes, amen. And sometimes you're looking at the movie, and you look at it and say, yeah, I know he's going to get killed.
Uh-huh.
He ain't going to make it to the end of the movie. There's certain people they put in the movie, you already know he ain't going to make it to the end. He's going to get killed off somewhere, amen.
Well,
hallelujah.
Thank you.
That's true. But thank God. God said you're not going to get killed off.
Well, praise the Lord.
You're going to make it all the way to the end, amen. Come on, somebody, amen. You're going to make it all the way in, amen. See, it's written about you. See, the devil can't kill you off because it's not in the script.
Hallelujah.
I said it's not in the script. And anytime it's not in the script, that means that the devil can't kill you off because it's not in the script. Because he came and gave you life. And because he gave you life, that means the devil can't kill you because you got life.
Well, man.
And then even if the devil comes, you say, go and kill me, devil. Go and kill me. Go and kill me. If you want to kill me, go and kill me. Guess what? 3 days I get right back up. That's what Jesus said. You can do nothing if God gave you that power to do that. I mean, the devil can't do nothing to you unless God allows it.
Right.
Lord, I thank you. You can jump on Job, but you can't kill him. You can mess with the flesh, but you can't kill him. But thank God that we're not flesh anymore. If you got the Holy Ghost, you are not flesh anymore. You are spirit. And the spirit can't die. That spirit is in you, can't die. That's why you're going to live forever. This is a thing that is in eternity. It's not a temporary thing now. Everything God does with it is eternal. And so you can't die. Your spirit can't die. Now, I ain't say your flesh couldn't die. So your flesh got to die daily, amen. You got to put that thing underneath, amen. Hallelujah. But that ain't really, the flesh ain't you, amen. Come on, read on, sister.
According to the good pleasures of his will,
mm-hmm.
to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted in the blood.
Here go that word again. According as he
already made us accepted.
Oh, wait a minute. I'm trying to get accepted, honey.
When are we going to let God be true?
Uh-oh.
And every man alive.
Amen.
What did the word say there? The word says you what? Can you read that again?
To the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he hath, H-A-T-H, made us acceptable in the blood.
He has made us acceptable. Not making us.
Already made us.
Remember that word, hat. When you read the scripture, you got to watch the words jump out at you like hat.
Mm-hmm.
And when that hat jump out at you, already done.
Already done.
He said, well, I don't see it. That's why we walk by faith.
Jesus. Hey, glory.
It was by faith. Everything was accomplished.
Yes.
It was by faith Abraham believed in the impossible.
Yes.
He didn't see it. He was too old. Sarah was too old. There was no possible way for it to be done. But God does the impossible.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Yes. He does things, amen, that is not natural to be done, and that is why it's supernatural. He does supernatural things, amen.
Right.
And whenever, when you might think it's impossible for you to be who you are, God says that you are, and by faith I claim who I am.
Yes, yes. Hallelujah.
I got it by faith. Are you with me now? Amen. Read on, sister.
In whom we have redemption.
In whom?
Through his blood.
How do we have redemption?
Through his blood.
All right, read on.
The forgiveness of sins.
According
to the riches of his grace.
According to who grace? Not our. I mean, his. Amen. Go ahead.
His grace. Wherein he has, in JPA.
Hey, all right.
All wisdom and prudence.
All wisdom. He's abound. That means makes more.
Mm-hmm.
More.
All right.
Abound in grace. Abound in life. Makes more. Everything in God is abounding. Amen.
Yes.
It's more of it. I give you more of it. More of it. Well, sin abound. Grace does much more. Grace does much more abound. He gives us more grace. More grace. If it wasn't for the grace, you wouldn't make it. Read on.
Has it made known unto us the mystery?
This is the mystery right here, ma'am.
According to his good pleasure, which he has purpose in us, in himself. That in the dispensation of the fullness of time, he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on the earth.
Amen. Even in him. I wanted to take a little attention on verse number 6 there. I want you to look at that word praise there. Read that part.
Mm-hmm.
1 and 6. Verse 6. Watch this now. Watch this. Read.
To the praise of the glory of his grace.
To the praise of the glory. Now that word, that glory, you know what that word glory means? That word glory there means supreme position. Supreme position.
Uh-huh.
Now, if you think about having a supreme position, that means that God's going to put you over everything but himself. That's a supreme position. Hallelujah. You see, the Son of God has supreme position over all the servants. Moses was a servant, but Moses didn't have a supreme position like Jesus because he was a son. He had supreme position with his father. And see, whatever Jesus has with his father, it's the same thing that you have with your father. You have been set in a supreme position. To be in a supreme position, it means that he's going to call you to sit at the right hand. You're going to be sitting at the right hand of the Father. Because being at the right hand of the Father is a supreme position. He has exalted you above the angel because he said, you're going to judge angels.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
In the book of Hebrews, it says, the angels are our servants. Are not they ministering spirits set forth to minister for those that are heirs of salvation, and we are heirs of God and heirs with Christ? It means that God is setting us into a supreme position with himself.
Yes.
Now, I'm going to throw you off a little bit. I know it's time. I'm going to throw you off a little bit here. When we look at Genesis chapter 1, 26 and 27.
Mm-hmm.
I want to notice the language and see did you catch it or did I miss it? Amen. Hallelujah. There's something in the language there that you got to catch it or you're going to miss it. Amen. And what God made man in his own image. And I want you to read that word. Read it, sister.
1 and 26.
1 and 26.
Yeah.
And God said.
And God said.
Let us make man.
Let us make man the spirit and the word.
In our image.
The spirit and the word.
After our likeness.
After our likeness. The spirit and the word.
And let them have dominion.
Uh-oh. Wait a minute. Let the woman that I'm making have dominion.
Mm-hmm.
Let the woman that I'm making have dominion. Matthew chapter 10 says he gave them power. Acts 1 and 8 said, after that the Holy Ghost come, what? It will give you power.
Mm-hmm.
To be a witness. To be a witness means to testify of, to tell of, amen, to show, amen. And it says, the Holy Ghost says, but also that power gave you dominion. The Holy Ghost gave you dominion over things.
Yes.
So he said, let them have dominion. And what else?
Over the fish of the sea.
Over the fish of the sea. Jesus showed that when they caught the multitude of the fish. Caused the net not to be broken. He gave them dominion. He had dominion over the fish. We know.
And over the fowl of the air.
The birds and things. He showed that he fed them manna from heaven. They call them fowls or whatever. But he had dominion. We know.
And over the cattle.
Over the cattle.
And all over the earth. And over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth.
All right, go ahead.
So God created man.
So God created the man.
In his own image.
In his own image.
In the image of God created he him.
And then, wait a minute. Did you catch that?
In the image of God created he him.
Did God create himself? That's depending on how you look at it. Read on.
Male and female created he them.
Did he create them? Him? Did he say he created us in his image? Did he say he's making us in his likeness?
Uh-huh.
If he's making us in his likeness, this was the prophecy going forth right here in the book of Genesis of who you are right now. He's making us. Adam really wasn't an image at all. Adam was flesh.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. 1 Corinthians chapter 15.
Page 45, somewhere in there. Amen. But let's look at it for a minute. I'm just asking y'all something here. Amen. Is this the word, though?
Word.
That's what God said. Do you believe what God said? Y'all say y'all do. I know this is a little strange. It's kind of strange. Brother Page, kind of strange. There's some strange teaching here.
Sorry.
Hallelujah. How can you be the son without being like God?
How can you be called the son of God if you're not in the image of God? A seed brings forth out his own kind. You were begotten by the seed, the word of God. Oh, I got to quit, y'all. I know. Hallelujah. Read on. What was it? What 15? When I said verse 45, did I say?
No, he said
first.
Chapter 15. Amen. Amen. Let me see where I'm. First man Adam, read on. Well, what scriptures? Go ahead, first man Adam.
Oh, you there.
And so it's written, the first man Adam was made a living soul. The last Adam was made a quickening spirit.
So the first man Adam, he was made a living soul, right?
Uh-huh.
But the last Adam, that means that this is why we have a new beginning.
Uh-huh.
This is why in St. John chapter 1, it says, in the beginning. That means a new beginning started, something different started from the old thing, amen. God turned things around. Because the first man, Adam, what did? He was just a shadow of what it's supposed to be. He wasn't it. Well, what else is said about that Adam man then?
Albeit that was not first, which is spiritual.
He wasn't spiritual.
But that which is natural.
He was just a natural man.
And afterward, that which is
afterward, that which what?
which is spiritual.
That means that's Jesus Christ, amen.
Okay.
So Adam wasn't it, you know. Adam wasn't a man being made in the likeness and image of God.
Uh-oh.
Hallelujah. It was Jesus Christ. The book of Hebrews says he was the express, warned in chapter verse 3, I believe, he was the express person of God.
Amen.
He was the exact image.
Huh. Exactly.
He was the exact image of Jesus Christ himself.
Well.
And because he was the exact image, as he was, so are you. He said, I don't see it. I don't see it.
Thank you, Jesus.
I don't see it. I don't see it. But how did we receive it? By faith. This is what faith is. See, faith is believing the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
What you hear now, you got to have faith for.
Mm-hmm.
And once you have faith for it, once it gets implanted in your heart, get implanted in you, that word will give birth. That seed always gives birth.
Yes.
If it
yes.
has life in it.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Anytime you plant a seed, if it has life in it, it's going to come up. Hallelujah. Jesus talked about the parable of the seed and the soil.
Mm-hmm.
And if the seed got into the soil, it would produce a harvest.
Yeah.
It would produce a crop, amen. And so what God said, if you let this word get into you and believe these words that he said to you, you will give birth to that word that's been put in you. This is why I have to talk to you about this word and give you a word like this so that your spirit can give birth to the word that I put in you. Because if I don't put no seed in you, there's no cure.
Jesus.
If there's no seed, there's nothing to be produced.
Right.
You don't get pregnant without seed.
Mary.
You're going to have a child, Mary. Well, how can this be? Well, I know not a man.
Uh-huh.
I haven't had a relationship with nobody. This thing can't be possible because I haven't had a relationship with anybody.
Uh-huh.
This can't be possible. But do you have a relationship with Jesus Christ?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Are you in a relationship with him?
Yes.
If you've been in a relationship with Jesus Christ, the Son of God, then you can understand how you can get pregnant by Jesus Christ, but you've got to be in a relationship with him.
Yeah.
Thank
Lord.
Jesus.
Yeah, Lord.
If there's no relationship with Jesus, you ain't pregnant with nothing.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. You just come to church.
Uh-oh. Yeah.
You ain't got pregnant yet. Ain't got pregnant yet. Didn't come to church 30 years.
Jesus.
I know I'm not supposed to be gesturing in church, but I'm going to take it anyway. There was a dog and an elephant together. And they both were women. And they were swinging the dog and the elephant. And they got together and both of them got pregnant at the same time. The dog got pregnant. The elephant got pregnant. About 6 months down the line, the dog gave birth to a litter of puppies. And the dog looked at the elephant and said, well, Mr. Elephant, you know, I just gave birth to him. And the elephant said, that's good. 6 months later, the dog gave birth to another litter. Looked at the elephant and said, Mr. Elephant, I thought we got pregnant about the same time. And the elephant said, we did. He said, well, I've had 2 litters of puppies. And the elephant said, that's good. About 6 months, the dog had another litter of puppies. And the elephant still ain't gave birth to nothing. And the dog come up with me, Mr. Elephant, what's wrong? I thought we got pregnant at the same time. And the elephant said, we did. He said, the only thing about me, when I give birth to something, I give birth to something that's big. Come on. Yeah, when I have something, I have a big one. Come on, y'all. Amen. Praise God. Don't worry about everybody else's blessings.
He called it Melchizedek.
He kept saying, talks about Melchizedek. He had no beginning of days, no end of life. He wasn't nobody but God, because God is the only one that don't have no beginning of days and no end of life, but he was calling it. All through the word, he was calling it. And then all that day when Mary gave birth, they said, he's here. That word called it until he got here. Come on, somebody. Moses called it, amen.
Hey, that's what a lies, amen. A prophet like unto me, him shall be here in all things, amen.
A seed's going to give glory to you. Hallelujah.
Lord, thank you.
A seed.
Thank you.
Oh,
thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
A seed.
Thank you, Jesus.
A seed.
But I don't know, fella.
A seed's going to give praise to him. Amen.
Whoa.
A seed.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you've got to recognize that we are the seed. Hallelujah. We are the, what is that, 1 Peter 2:9? We are a chosen generation. Holy. We are the generation that's going to give praise to God. Amen. I had it there. Amen. Hallelujah. Isaiah 53:10. Y'all.
Y'all bear with me because I got my program going. Is that all right? Amen. Will you just give me a little more time? You okay?
Isaiah 53:10.
Yeah. I'm going to show you something. I'm going to show you who you are. Because we've been missing who we are, you know. Because we don't know how precious. 53:10.
Yes. Yet it pleased the Lord to.
Yes. Yeah, it pleased the Lord to bruise him. Read on.
It pleased him to
grieve. What did he grieve?
Read on.
And thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin.
So he made Jesus, the soul of Jesus, an offering for our sin.
Well,
see, that's what the offering came in, amen.
Uh-huh.
Because God wanted to put away sin, amen. He got tired of smelling them bulls. He got tired of smelling them goats and heifers.
Uh-huh.
He got tired of that animal blood being. Not got tired of that stuff.
Yeah.
All them new feasts, new moons, Sabbath days, and all that. God got tired of that mess.
Sure,
and everybody tried to bring it back. Oh, you got to keep that. You got to keep that. Yeah, you got to keep this thing. You got to keep that thing. We celebrate days. Amen. People celebrate Easter. Easter ain't even in the Bible. Ain't no Easter. Ain't nothing but a bunch of pagans. Celebrate Christmas. Ain't nothing but a bunch of pagans. These are the days you were supposed to celebrate. He told you, away with that stuff. You can look at Isaiah chapter 1 if you don't believe me. Isaiah chapter 1 will tell you, away with that stuff. All those days and Sabbath days. No, keeping a day ain't going to make you change your business.
Well. Thank Lord.
Well, now. You ain't going to change because you stayed at home yesterday. The same mind you had yesterday, when you stayed at home, you still got that same mind.
Mm-hmm.
So keeping that day ain't going to make you holy.
Mm. Lord, I thank you.
Mm. Read on, sister.
He shall feed his seed.
Hold on. He shall do what?
Feed his seed.
He's going to feed his seed.
He shall prolong his
days. How is he prolonging his days? He's prolonging his days through his seed.
Okay.
You are the seed of Christ.
Yeah.
And he's prolonging himself, his days, through us. And you'd have realized he was important, see? You'd be going to church and they tell you, oh, I don't know what they were saying. But praise God. But how you going to do it?
In the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his days.
So what God pleased is what God wanted to do is going to prosper, is prospering in the hand of Jesus Christ, amen? Did you get what I'm trying to say? Psalms chapter 22, right quick. I'm going to quit. Hallelujah. 30 and 31. I'm going to bring you to where we started.
Through the word. See, if you get the word, I'm putting the seed in you.
Hallelujah.
And you're going to get a hold of this. You're going to start reading this. Oh, Jesus, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Do you know who I am?
I'm a son of God. And somebody's going to pull their gun out. Yeah. I'm going to do you just like I did Jesus.
Right.
So, read it. Hey, I'm asking you a question. Thanks, man. I'm going to show you something.
Yeah.
Now, you was talking about that earlier.
Lord, I thank you.
This is the cross. You see a man going down the street. Got a cross on his back. And the blood all over his head.
Yeah.
He been beaten to the pulp. Clothes raggedy and chin and plucked out.
Uh-huh.
And then he look at you. Come on, follow me. Follow me.
Well, what you been, what is, if you see him headed somewhere, what do you think you're headed to? So, if he told us to follow him, and as you suffer, you go suffer. If Jesus have told you that, you better arm yourself likewise. And get ready for the same thing. Because he already told you, follow me. Take up your cross and follow me. If you see all that happening here, don't you know that something's going to happen to you? He's honest. But the good thing about it, you know, you saw what he took. But what he took wasn't as bad as what he got. The suffering that he did on the cross could be compared to the glory that he received from God. Amen.
Yeah.
He received an extra glory so high, higher than the heaven itself. So if he could go through that and he got what he got, then I can go through what he went through so I can get what he got.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
That's my reason for going.
Yeah.
That's my reason for enduring this stuff, because I want what he got.
Yeah.
He ascended higher than the highest.
Well,
to the throne of gold, God himself. If that's what it takes to get there,
follow him. Follow him.
Is it worth it? Is it worth it? Is it worth it? How much do you value? How much do you value your salvation? Do you sell it cheap? It depends on how cheap you sell it. If you consider your salvation valuable, can't be compared to the glory.
Jesus.
But it's real stuff that we suffer right now.
Yes.
Can't be compared to the glory. But it's light affliction that you go through now. Somebody talk to you about it. Say that message. Shut them up. Amen. Close your ears. You don't have to listen to that message. Shut them up. They talk about your God. Shut them up. You don't have to get angry and upset over that. Shut them up.
Well,
you don't care what they say about you, amen. You're looking for the glory.
Yeah.
You might, what you see right now is not what I'm going to be.
Well,
I got some more, honey. Whatever you're looking at right now, this is not the way I'm going to be always. This is just a temporary thing.
Yeah.
Come on, somebody. I said it's temporary. I got quitting 45. Oh, Jesus. Trying to get this hour in. Praise God. Read on, sister. Read right quick. Was that Psalm 22 and 30 and 31?
Okay.
Give me a
minute.
It said a seed won't serve him.
It shall be accounted to the Lord for a generation.
Notice what it says now. A seed going to serve him.
Uh-huh.
It's going to be accounted to him for a generation.
Huh.
We are a chosen generation.
Yeah.
What it says, it's going to be counted for what? A generation, but we are the what? Chosen generation. What are we going to do? What are we going to do? What are we going to do? I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. Oh, look what God got in store for you, honey. You don't realize what God's going to do if we just believe it.
Uh-huh.
Oh, he's going to raise you up, amen. Everybody's going to know that you're one of the children of God. Honey, you just got to believe it. Read on, sister.
It says that they shall come.
They shall what?
They shall come.
They
shall declare his righteousness.
They shall come and somebody's going to declare it. Somebody's going to show it. Everything they said about you is going to happen.
Uh-huh.
They're going to lay hand on the sick. They shall recover. They're going to cast out demons. In his name. They're going to speak in new tongues. Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
They're going to raise the dead. Amen.
Yes.
Just like the word said that Jesus was doing. Hallelujah. He said somebody's going to show that everything that Jesus did, you're going to be doing the same thing because somebody got to declare this generation. God has to use somebody to declare his glory.
Yeah.
And those who will believe you, use you.
Lord, I thank you.
And he don't want to use everybody.
Uh-oh.
just the chosen generation. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. You see, the good thing about it, if we would believe, sister, you see, Jesus didn't, when Jesus gave a lot of secret things, he didn't take all the disciples with him.
No, he didn't. No, he didn't.
Sure didn't. He didn't take all of them. Peter, James, and John. Most of the time. All the rest of them, they didn't get in on all the secrets. I'm trying to tell you, God's going to give you some of his secrets.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Lord. If you just believe that he wants to do this for you. Because if you don't get a seed on this or get a word on this, you can't believe for it because you don't have no faith for it.
Uh-oh.
Somebody has to preach it to you so you can hear it and believe it so that you can receive it. Mm-hmm. I know this is a little different, y'all. Y'all ain't used to this.
Thank you, Hallelujah.
Read on. If there is any more on that, amen, then I'm quit.
And shall declare his righteousness unto a people that shall be born.
Uh-huh.
He has done this.
Oh, they're going to know.
They're going to know. Hallelujah.
That this is the people that the Lord has blessed.
Thank you.
They're going to know that you belong to God. They're going to be no way. They can deny it. There's going to be so much glory on you that they're going to know that even in your shadows, people are going to get healed in your shadows.
Jesus.
Because you see, the shadow you're going to be walking in, you're going to be walking in the shadow of Jesus.
All right. Yes. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Except if you believe this word I'm giving you now. If you don't believe it, it ain't going to happen for you.
My Lord.
Because even what I'm saying, a lot of people have been preaching for years, and they ain't talked to you about this. They told you all about your sin. They told you about all the things you got to do. But they ain't told you too much of what Jesus already did for you.
Thank you, Jesus.
I'm telling you what Jesus did for you.
Yes.
It's already done. He said finished, right?
Yes.
That means everything that was prophesied in Isaiah has always been come to pass. That means it's here right now. The ability to receive it or the ability to accomplish is already here right now.
Huh.
Hallelujah. Last one, 63. Isaiah 61 and 9. I'm closing the book. Amen. I thank God. Amen. Were y'all all right today? Amen.
Something
hurt you up inside. When you realize that this is what's supposed to lift you up, because you realize, hey, man, something get in your spirit. Lift you up. A good word always just like medicine, man.
Yeah.
Amen. That's some of that sadness.
Uh-huh.
Fuck it up. I know I'm somebody because what? Jesus made me somebody.
Yes!
Hallelujah, I'm somebody. Hallelujah. You might not think very much of me. I don't care what you think about me, but what God think about me.
That's right.
You can't let folks. You listen to what folks say about you, you ain't going to never be nothing.
That's right. What they will. They're only happy when you're down.
That's right. Hallelujah. Yeah. So that's why I came here today, brother, to lift you up, amen. Because God wants to lift you up to let you know, amen, all that that took place in you, it's all right. God's going to reward you for every little thing they did for you. You got a reward.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, thank you.
Hallelujah. You got a reward.
Oh,
you
want to do it.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Whatever they've done for you, God's got a reward.
That's right.
For every little thing they did.
Jesus.
So, rather than to be complaining, just
leave
out. It's moving.
No.
It's moving. Every time they say something about you, hold your pocket out.
Thank you, baby. You're so nice.
You're still my... Hey, baby.
Hey, can they talk about you?
Hallelujah. Just open your pocket up. You must be getting ready to get a blessing. Let me look around. God, what you
going to
do next?
What? Lord, they just hit you with a brick. Oh,
what am I going to get now, Lord? what am I going to get now, Lord? I know I'm going to have a blessing coming. I know turbulence and everything come before the rain, you know.
Amen.
I know the storm and lightning shall come before the rain, so amen.
But there's still a child in after the rain, amen. So after it gets through raining,
I'm looking for my blessing. I'm looking for my blessing. Because the blessing comes after the rain. Hallelujah. That's why you got to learn how to do the devil. Devil say something about you, just laugh at him. Ha, ha, ha. What are you doing? Just laugh at him. Amen. Why? Because you know something good can really happen to you. What the Bible says, when you see all these things come to pass, look up. Something get ready to take place. When they start talking about you, putting it down. See what I can see.
But there's something coming down now. Let me look.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Might be a little cloud. Amen. Might not be but the size of a man's hand, but when I see the little hand, I know it'll start running because it's getting ready to rain.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. I said, God's getting ready to pour out a blessing on you. Amen. He's going to open up the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing that your house won't be able to contain it, but it's always coming out of the storm.
Always comes after the storm, brother. That's why I know you got a blessing coming, because you done had some storms in your life.
Yeah, Lord.
Hallelujah. Because there's some storms been in your life, it's time for you to get a rain now.
Yeah.
Oh, for the blessing of Jesus is upon you right now. For the storm, for the rain to come.
May the Holy Spirit fill you right now. In the name of Jesus, may it overshadow you right now for the rain and the storm that you've been through. In the name of Jesus, I command it to rain on this man right now. In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. The last one, sister. Did I say? I'm through. As soon as you get through it, then read that.
It says, "And the Red Sea shall be known among the Gentiles."
Hold on now. It says, "The sea is going to be known where?"
Among the Gentiles.
You're going to be known where?
Among us.
At that time, the Gentiles was the world.
Uh-huh.
That means the people in the world are going to know who you are.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. They're going to know you. Don't worry about them talking about it because they're going to know you. Amen. Because people just speak some mess you up. You be out there trying to talk. You know. You ever seen somebody been saved and they go around other people? And they don't want somebody to be like, you don't want nobody to know what you say.
Or
you don't want nobody to see, you know. And then you try to say, I'm not saved, child. And you don't want them to know it. And then all of a sudden, you get to talking too much. And then Jesus will come out your mouth. And you go, oh,
I'm saying prayer.
You know, you can't hide it. You know, you remember Peter? Remember when Peter was trying to deny Jesus? You know, when he was in the hall there, and Peter got the cussing? I blame the blame. I don't know Jesus. Blame the blame. Peter was just cussing. Trying to deny Jesus. And then when he tried to deny Jesus, and then all of a sudden, the little girl walked up there and said, "Yeah, you one of them." She said, "Yeah, you one of them. Because your mouth betrays you." He couldn't hide it. He couldn't hide it, amen. And a lot of us, when we want to do wrong, you can't hide it. Because you still going to talk about Jesus. I don't care what. It's going to be in you like a fire. You're still going to have to say, talk about the goodness of Jesus, and you're going to make known who you are. Hurry up. Read on. Last one, Sister Faith. I mean, Lord Jesus. If you finish that one.
All that see them shall acknowledge them that they are the seed which the Lord has blessed.
See. Hallelujah.
Everybody going to see you and acknowledge that you are the ones that the Lord has blessed. Mm-mm. Thank God. Amen. For the word. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. So thank y'all online today. Everybody's on live today online. Thank you for being online. We're going to pray this the end of our service today. Hallelujah. Thank God for all of you who attended today. Amen.
And so y'all be blessed. Y'all be blessed today. This is Care Church Incorporated in Arlington, Texas. Amen. 76018. And I thank y'all for joining us today. Amen. If you'd like to give a donation to Care Church, you can be on PayPal, amen, Cash App, at carechurchinc@gmail.com. And thank y'all and bless y'all. May the God of heaven bless you and keep you and rule you and rest you, amen, and lift you up, amen. And may God keep you safe. May God, amen, ever lift you. And may God continue to watch over you and keep you safe. And we thank God for the word. May the word uplift you. And may the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit, may it rest, rule, and abide within you henceforth now and forevermore. You are dismissed in Jesus' name. God bless y'all. God bless y'all forevermore. Amen, amen, amen. Amen. There's somebody want to be saved, need some prayer for anything. Amen. And so God bless you and keep you in Jesus' name. Amen. Back in the hand of the pastor. Amen.
You are the last party in the conference.
This is Tasha Cobb singing Fill Me Up Overflow on One Mic, One Take.
Line muted. The host has ended this call. Goodbye.
You provide the fire.